with thou shalt a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
As you are praying, the anointing is falling on you. Lift up your hands and pray. The anointing we are looking for, that will make us 20. That oil is coming upon your life. Pray. Yes. Yes. The oil is coming upon your life. The Spirit of God is coming upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rako ribo sande bele kele bele 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 Rakaba ba 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 Meko sekete kele bre kele be zanda balabusia
La balabala
balabala sande lebe kia mande be
La balabala balabala
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for yet another time. We pray that you help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat. Take your seat. I'll be finishing in a short while. Then we go for breakfast. When the breakfast is ready, let me know. It's ready. Pastor Ben, when breakfast is ready, let me know. So that we can go and eat and come back. All right. Okay. Are you happy to be here? Put your hands together for Pastor Ben. For that powerful recap. I enjoyed it. Yeah. One of the things he said that I know is true. He said that the worldly songs are, they sound nicer than the Christian song. True of us. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? I hope you know the worldly songs are, they sound nicer. Eh? Oh, people, you don't listen to worldly songs, so you don't understand what I'm saying. Go and bring this chair. Come and put it here. Can you carry it? Yeah. Please. My guys. Yeah. Hey, you should do it. Otherwise, if you don't do it, I won't preach. What you must do when you go to war. What you must do when you go to war. How many of you know that it is the 20 years and above that are going to the war? What must you do when you go to war? Write it down. It's a new this thing. What you must do when you go to war. Give us the scripture that we started with. Numbers chapter 1. From 20 years old and upwards, the theme for the camp is what? Ready at 20. It's ready. All right. Ready at what? 20. I hear your breakfast is also ready. A young clap. Oh, you don't like. Today, we are supposed to go to prayer gardens. None of you woke up. You are tired, or is the weather? Which is the yes? The weather was. Yeah. What you must do when you go to war? Sharp, sharp. Sharp, sharp. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Teshi. Yeah. You must be able to go to war in Teshi. Yeah. The sinners in Teshi, they are your battleground. Yeah. You must be able to go to war. When you go to war at the age of 20, what will you be doing at the war ground? Some of you don't even know why you go to school. Some of you go to school to make friends. You go to school to get a nickname. You go to school to go and eat and come back. Some of you go to school to go and do a lot of things. But you forget the most important reason you went to school. What must you do when you go to war? Number one, when you go to war, you don't entangle your life with the affairs of this life. Write it down. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Timothy, we'll mention your name. Where is he? Timo? Charlie, they say it's Theo. So how are we doing it today? When they give to you, add water. When you go to war, you don't want to entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Look on the board. Look on the board. He said that no man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life. No man that goes to war. I'm ending. No man that goes to war. Okay? Entangle himself with the affairs of this life. You know you are getting ready at 20. You don't entangle yourself with foolish people in the area. You know you are getting ready for something in future. You don't entangle yourself for people who are not ready or who don't have anything to do in future. Yeah. Those of you who want to become medical doctors, you know what to do. You know you must go to school. You know you must take your subject seriously. It's the same way as you have the mind to be a pastor, as you have the mind to work for God, as you have the mind to serve God, you don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Yeah. Do not entangle yourself. Don't mix up with people. Don't go and mix up with bad people. Don't go and mix up with drunkards. Don't go and mix up with weed smokers. You don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. The affairs of this life is nice. Yeah. The affairs of this life, they are things that are nice to do. And in this way, let me tell you, the nice things you do, they will never end you well. The difficult things you do are the things that will make you do well in this life. Clap for Jesus. If you are not clapping, we won't go for lunch. Do not entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Yeah. There is something we call the affairs of this life. When you go to war, listen to me. Look at my face. We are about to close. When you go to war, you must make sure that you must be alert. You must be what? Alert. If it is your aim to become a good Christian, you don't entangle yourself with people who don't go to church. As you are sitting down here, your best friend is called Muhammad. Your best friend. Your best friend you move with is a Muslim. You are entangling yourself with the affairs of this life. Bible says that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Look for it. It's in Proverbs. The companion of fools, a friendship with a foolish person, both of you will be destroyed. Are you still here? Yeah. No man that goes to war, no man that worried, entangled himself with the affairs of this life. There is something called the affairs of this life. Sit up. Sit up, sit up, sit up. There's something called what? The affairs of this life. The life of somebody who doesn't have anything. Do you know people in your class who don't know what they want to be in future? Such people, when you see them, they are just there. Oh, man, if I grow up and I get teacher, I'll do. Then if I get forced to, I'll sell. Then if I sell for small and I get gobe, then I'll sell small. They don't know what they want to do. So such people, when they come to school, they are interested in PE. They are interested in break time. Yeah. What again? And my mother said I should come to school. He is saying, "Fe no koni mami ke imba, imba me wo mi wu imba biye." Such people, listen to me. Such people, they have no aim in this life. But in your case, you are getting ready at 20 for something. Clap for Jesus. You are getting ready. Your aim is that by the time you are 20 years, you must achieve something. What are you preparing to achieve? What are you seeking to achieve? By the time you become 20 years, what are you seeking to achieve? No man that goes to war entangled himself. Listen, some of you have entangled yourselves with so many things. Your school maths and science club, you are inside the club, something club. Are they part of us? Were you here when we started the club? They are with the human beings. Oh, okay. Yeah. They've come to join us. They want to join us. Oh, you want to join us? Welcome, welcome. How do you do? Happy to see you. Happy to see you. You're not welcome. Come, how do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. Let's sing again. Welcome, welcome. How do you do? Hey, you won't go for lunch. You won't go for break. You say, give this one a microphone. If you don't sing, we won't go for lunch. If we won't go for breakfast, sing. Who is singing? Who is singing? Who knows how to sing? This one. Let's go. You don't sing. And I won't go for break. We won't go for. Who? Every day is Mary. Yes, you get them. One, go. All of us. Come, welcome. How do you do? Happy to see you,
my friend.
Hey. what you know so? I've added 2 hours. Who sing? You sing? If you don't sing, we won't go. One, go. Welcome, welcome. So you don't go to nursery.
Happy to see you. Happy to see you.
You don't know this song. You don't go to international school.
Happy
to see you, my friend. You are welcome to join us. I'm about to close. Give me 5 minutes. I'm saying that you are being prepared for war. And anybody that is being prepared for war, your behavior is different. You don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. There's one translation when you read it, they said that you don't entangle yourself with the life of a civilian. Yeah. You are being prepared as a soldier. By the time you are 20 years, we should see you in the soldier uniform. And anybody that is going to war doesn't entangle himself, doesn't mix up with people who are enjoying in life. You want to become a pastor at the age of 20 and you have a boyfriend already. Yeah. Soldiers, look at, and they say, soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of a civilian life. Yeah. Have they told you about the military training they go? And you put attention, you have been seeing them. Yeah. You have been seeing them. Yeah. You see that the life of a soldier is different from the life of a normal civilian. The opposite of a soldier is a civilian. When you go to school, I'm teaching you English language. You don't entangle yourself. You don't mix up yourself. You are a praise and worship leader. You don't mix up yourself with people who sing Shatawale. No. You can't sing Shatawale and come and sing for God. Yeah. When you go to war, you cannot go and be pressing girls' breasts and come and lay hands on somebody's head. Timothy has been pressing breasts. Oh, Timothy is not like that. Oh, Timothy, don't mind them. Lie, I swear, this one there is not you. It's not Timothy. This one there is not Timothy. Yeah. You don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. You don't follow how the world goes. Oh, Oba di ese se unye man san na unware. Who brought that law? Who brought that law? Yeah. When you grow up and you are dating boys, don't go to their homes to go and cook for them. You go and wash for them. You go and sleep over. Overnight. When you go compound us, then the boy will eat the food and eat you on top. Hey! So just don't get tied up in the affairs of a civilian life. For then, they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. When you go to war, don't entangle yourself. Don't mix up yourself with the affairs of this life. There are some people that must not be your friends. They can't be your friend. A friend that is always suggesting bad things is a bad friend. Don't entangle yourself. Don't entangle yourself. Don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. The guy doesn't do his quiet time. He's your friend. Yeah. Some of you looking at me, in 5 years' time, you are going to be an arm robber. Because when I look at the kind of friends you have, in 5 years' time, you, a girl, you are looking at me, in 2 years' time, you are going to have 8 children. In 2 years' time. 8 children. But the Lord is delivering you in Jesus' name. I like to be here. I said the Lord is going to deliver you in Jesus' name. I said God will deliver you. I said God will deliver you. Yeah. No man that worried entangled himself. When you go to war, you don't entangle yourself. You are alert. May you be alert in Jesus' name. I said may you be alert in Jesus' name. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, may you be alert in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number two, when you go to war, you please the person who chose you as a soldier. You please the person. Who has called you to be a soldier? God has called you. Everybody say, God has called me. Say, God has called me. To be a soldier. Yeah. Go to the same verse, but go to King James. Go to King James. God has called you. You are say I am called. Say I am called. Say I am called. That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. God has chosen you. I said God has chosen you. Madam, God has chosen you. God has chosen you. For you to be here, God has chosen you. Say amen. Yeah. God has chosen you. You are a chosen generation. Tashi, you are a chosen generation. Touch the anointing center. I say you are a chosen generation. I say you are a chosen generation. Yeah. You must please the one who, you see, there's something we call eye service. Shall I explain eye service to you?
Yes.
Eye service is when you don't do anything. When you see your father is coming, no, then you start working. So that they will know that you are the most hardworking person. Hey. Yeah. It's called eye service. But let me tell you, it is God that rewards. In all your life in the church, seek to please God. Yeah. Most people seek to please the pastor. But it is not the pastor that rewards. Some of you come to church because of the pastor. The pastor doesn't reward. Yeah. Pastor Ben cannot reward you. Pastor Ben cannot bless you. It is God that will bless you. Yeah. It is God that will bless you. It is not a man that will bless you. It is God that will bless you. So when you go to war, your aim is to please the person who has chosen you to be a soldier. And the person that chose you to be a soldier is God. God has chosen you. As you are sitting down here, God has chosen you. It is not your uncle who chose you. No. Your elder brother didn't choose you. I didn't choose you. It is God that chose you. So it should be your aim is that whatever you do, you must please God. God should be happy with you. If you understand this thing, your Christianity is going to be beautiful. I said your Christianity will be beautiful because you understand that it is God that has chosen you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Are you still here?
Yeah.
That you may please him who have chosen you to become a soldier. As you go to war, from 20 years and above, as you start serving in the house of the Lord, let it be in your mind, let it be in your mind that you are serving God and you are there to please God. You are not there to please the bishop. You are not there to please the pope. You are not there to please the Bacenta leader. You are there to please God. Even the Bacenta leader, he wants God to bless him. Yeah. And that's the mistake a lot of people do. You come to church because there's a bus. You come to church because a certain pastor says come. When you do that, God is never going to bless you. By the time you are 20, you are ready to go to war. You are ready to serve the Lord. As you serve the Lord, let it be in your head that, number one, you must not entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. You are a Christian. Number two, you must desire to seek God that has chosen you. God has chosen you. God has chosen you, I'm telling you. It is not a man that chose you. It is God that chose you. Your aim is to please God. Your aim is not to please any man. Your aim is to please God. May we please God in Jesus' name. May God become our focus in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, a lot of instrumentalists and choristers are not spiritual. Yeah. Yeah. A lot. But I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of any instrumentalist. Yeah. Most instrumentalists don't. They don't please God. It is not their aim to please God. Their aim is to play for people to clap for them. Shabu. Most choristers are singing so that a certain boy will see them and say that, oh, you today, you sang beautifully. Yeah. What a nice voice. Ute, eh? Oh, mititeshi, ewa bola janshi. Hallelujah. I said, may we please God in Jesus' name. May our life please God in Jesus' name. May our lives please God in Jesus' name. As you serve the Lord, may it be your aim to please God. As you serve the Lord, may you please him only. May your desire be to that you are serving the Lord, you are pleasing him only. Only God. Only God. Yeah. Because if you came to church to come and please the pastor, one day the pastor will not be there. One day the pastor will not be there. The one who brought me to Lighthouse, he has left Lighthouse. If my aim is to please the person, like by now, I'm a weed smoker. Because he left. Yeah, like by this time, I pull. But we are pleasing the Lord in Jesus' name. Oh, I said we are pleasing the Lord in Jesus' name. I said we are pleasing the Lord in Jesus' name.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.